Well, good morning, everybody. We're going to waste no time this morning getting on the celebrity line here at WCLO. Joining us to talk about a brand new documentary is Kevin Farley. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Is this Madison, Wisconsin?
This is Janesville, Madison area.
Oh, Janesville.
We're down between, actually. We were privileged enough to talk to you, Kevin, a couple of years ago when you were down at the Beloit International Film Festival.
Ah, that's right. That's right. I remember that.
Now, also not too far from where we broadcast, but we reach all corners of the globe. You know, it's one of those things these days.
Yeah.
So glad to have you with us and glad to be able to talk just a couple of minutes about the new documentary about your brother, Chris, who brought joy to countless millions of people in movies and TV appearances on Saturday Night Live, all over the place. And as I see the documentary, it basically has a cast of thousands almost in a lot of Chris's friends who are also contributing to this.
Yeah, we had a great cast. Mike Myers, David Spade, Adam Sandler, Lorne Michaels. Just great guys came out for this. It goes on and on and on. I'm very appreciative of that.
The documentary debuted last night on Spike TV, if I'm correct.
And yeah, it did, and it's on video on demand and iTunes today.
Okay, fantastic. So people can get a hold of it.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what it was like putting this together, Kevin. I mean, obviously that had to be a very emotional thing for you and the family.
It was. It was difficult. We showed it to my mom in Madison the other day, and she liked it, and it's a very honest look at who he was, and I'm glad I came up with it because it was a difficult thing to do, but I think it needed to be done because I don't think he got a real good shake in the press. He never really has.
No, I guess because the press didn't. I don't think at that time realized the comedic genius that was behind Chris Farley.
I think that either you're a fan of his or you're not, and I think. There's been a lot of mean things said about him, but about people that aren't his fans and don't understand. So I wanted to make a documentary that sort of pointed out his genius, and then and it was done with people that loved him and knew him, rather than just heard stories about him.
Sure. What was it like, Kevin, growing up? I mean, to a degree, was Chris always the extrovert in the family, or what was it like growing up with him?
Well, yeah, I was like having a Tasmanian devil in your basement. He was always an extrovert. Yeah, I was trying to put on a performance and grab attention from everybody. Yeah, he just was like that. And but also an artist, and also somebody that wanted to make a difference in comedy. And so he was very driven in that regard.
He went to school in Madison, as a lot of people may know, and then also at Marquette. What did he actually major? Was he majoring in theater or some related discipline, or was this one of those, oh, I'm going to school for business, but I ended up being a comedian kind of thing?
Like me, I did that. Waste of my father's money. Sorry, Dad. But I now Christopher majored in communications, and then did theater as a minor and did a few plays and got the theater bug in Marquette.
What was his first television appearance?
Oh, I think it was SNL, and it was a sketch on Kyle MacLachlan. It was a Twin Peaks sketch. I think that was his first time, yeah.
Don't recall on TV. That one, but there are so many that we recall. The Chippendales sketch, the Lunch Lady sketch. There's a long, long list of classic Saturday Night Live moments that featured your brother, that's for certain. And then he went out to films, and most people that are fans of his, or maybe even not, know of Tommy Boy, which would you say that's the biggest accomplishment in motion pictures?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably his best film, I would say.
But there were a lot of other others, Black Sheep and several others as well. So
Almost Heroes, yeah.
What is the response so far to people who have seen this documentary, Kevin?
Well, phenomenal. I mean, last night we were on Spike TV and we started trending number one on Twitter. And I think the responses back to the people are tweeting back, they love the film. and our reviews have been overwhelmingly good. And I'm really proud of this film, and I'm glad that people are liking it also.
Well, I'm sure we're taking special note of it here in Wisconsin, having kind of that claim that the Farleys are from Madison. And I was surprised to hear you say your mother still lives in Madison.
Sure, she lives there, and my brother does, and my sister. Yep.
And this this documentary, again, they were kind enough to send me in advance a DVD copy of it, a Blu-ray copy of it. So it's pretty much widely available. If people missed it last night on Spike, they can get a hold of it where?
iTunes, Video On Demand, and Amazon, all that. They can get it on iTunes right now.
Pretty much all the traditional channels, all that's good. Well, it's great to talk with you, Kevin. I don't want to get you behind schedule first thing in the hour here. But
that's okay. Glad to talk to Wisconsin.
Hey, glad to have you here. It's great to see you be able to put this tribute up to your brother because, I kind of grew up along with Chris Farley. We're probably close to the same age, so I remember all of the stuff fondly, and he brought a lot of laughter and a lot of joy to a lot of people. So it's great to see this salute to him come out.
Thanks a lot, Tim. I appreciate it.
All right, Kevin Farley, thanks so much for your time this morning. Take care.